Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of authorofmyfaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 23, and let's talk about a good rule of thumb for setting and achieving goals. The most effective way I've found for me to set goals, which I believe applies to other people because I've seen these two components for played out in successful goal setting and making with other women, is to number one, be clear on what the goal is, and two, to weigh in on whether or not that goal will ultimately keep me in God's will or out of God's will. So I want to share a personal story with you to help explain what I'm talking about with those two things when it comes to setting and achieving goals. When I was stationed in Okinawa, I was seriously thinking about adopting a baby. In fact, I almost did. Because I was single past an age that I thought I would be. And I wasn't dating anybody. And honestly, looking back from where I am now, I think I didn't realize it right at that point. But I believe that I had resigned myself to living a life of singleness. Like I just didn't believe that I was going to get married. So I figured that adopting a baby was fine because, you know what, I wasn't out there having sex with men that I wasn't married to, and adopting a baby wouldn't require me to do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because in my mind, I had read the scripture that said that true religion is taking care of widows and orphans. So I was like, well, if I'm taking an orphan in, then what's wrong with that? But I ran this by a mentor of mine at the time because she had adopted a baby as a single parent, and it turned out quite well for her. And I'm glad that I opened up to her and told her what I was thinking about doing, because here's what she said to me. She said, "Afi, that's great that you want to do that, but I want you to get married. You're such a nice young lady, and I want you to get married to a godly man and then have a baby." And it floored me because I was like, where is this coming from? And we talked about it some more, and she said to fast and to stay in prayer about the matter, which I did. I think I did for about maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And sure enough, I heard God speak to me about it. And it was, I believe that he was saying no. I believe that he was saying, I don't want you to adopt a baby as a single parent. Or he was saying that, you know, it just wasn't the right time. Either way, right at that moment, the answer was no. Right? So throughout that process, what I also learned is that not only had I resigned myself to lifelong singleness, but two, it took her telling me that for me to really realize that I did desire marriage and family. I just thought that I wasn't, I just thought that I had it in my heart and in my mind that meeting a godly man and getting married and then having a baby just wasn't going to happen for me. I had that in my mind and in my heart at that time. And it took her saying that to me to realize that it was a desire, and that even though it never dawned on me to take that desire to God in prayer, that I should have. And that's what I started doing at that point. Right. And I think partly too, maybe I didn't do it because I felt like the answer would have been no. And then I really would have been like, oh my God, what do you mean? Lord, what do you mean no? What do you mean you can't make this happen, right? But fast forward about a year later, I was stationed in Djibouti, and I'll make this part short because I already covered this part of my testimony in a previous audio. But one night I was in my living quarters, stationed in Djibouti, Africa, reading my Bible, specifically the passage of Isaiah 30, and God spoke to me through that passage and helped me understand that I was getting in my own way when it came to marriage and family. And that once I gained the right perspective on those things, that I would be in the perfect position to receive them. So in those experiences, I gained clarity on what the true goal or desire of my heart was, which was marriage and family. And I realized that by deciding on my own to adopt without taking the matter to God in prayer, that it's a possibility that I might not have been in the will of God. And you know, I can't predict the future. I can't sit here and say, yeah, it was in the will of God for me to get married at that time, and maybe I just wasn't because of X, Y, and Z. I still can't predict the future and say that God has a husband for me, but I can't say that he doesn't either. Those are things that you have to take to God in prayer so that he can direct your steps, or he can reveal to you where he wants you, or maybe he can kind of peek, let you get a peek into your future and know so that you know how to position yourself. There are many things that God can do, but if you just shut the possibility down, you'll never know. So I have to stay in prayer and just be content with what God decides to give me. And I also, on the other end of that spectrum, have to continue to position myself to receive the things I'm asking God for, because that's what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So how does this apply to you? If you really want your goals to align with the will of God, first get clear on what your goals are, then go to God in fasting and prayer so that you can gain clarity on what God's will is and how your goals do or do not align with His will. So, if you have questions, comments, or anything like feedback or anything like that, email me at afi@authoroffaithmen, men is spelled MIN.com. And I would love to hear what you think about what I just shared with you. And let me know where you are in the process of setting a goal for 2016. By the time you get this, it should be the beginning of the year. Even if it's later in the year, that's fine too. But I want to know where you are with your goal setting process. So until tomorrow, stay encouraged, and we will talk soon.